Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 8th, 2024, through Friday, July 12th, 2024. Monday, July 8th, 2024. Mansfield tax preparer convicted of 33 counts of tax fraud after bench trial. John Anthony Castro was convicted of inflating dozens of clients' tax returns. Castro, owner of the virtual tax preparation business, Castro & Company, was indicted in January. Following a five-day bench trial before Senior U.S. District Judge Terry R. Means, he was convicted on all 33 counts of assisting in the preparation of a fraudulent tax return and was immediately taken into custody. According to evidence presented in court, Mr. Castro, who had graduated law school but repeatedly failed the bar exam, held himself out as an international tax expert and federal practitioner. He also falsely claimed to be a graduate of West Point. Mr. Castro claimed deductions based on extreme and unsupported legal theories, including deductions such as 1. Those of an expense related to preventing an illness qualified as an impairment related to work expense. 2. Those for expenses related to commuting to and from work. 3. The full value of one's mortgage and utilities as long as the tax preparer had some type of Schedule C business to claim. 4. Those related to dry cleaning for work clothes. And 5. The full value of one's cell phone bill, even when their employer provided them with a work phone. For example, with respect to one client, Mr. Castro deducted over $26,000 in expenses that he claimed related to a nascent cupcake business that had generated only $250 in revenue. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. Virginia man pleads guilty in fake law firm scheme that defrauded distressed homeowners out of $15 million. Terrell Blackstone pleaded guilty in a conspiracy that fraudulently promised thousands of homeowners across the U.S. legal help in avoiding foreclosures. The scheme generated at least $15 million for the co-conspirators, but never provided any legal services to the client victims. According to court documents, when entering his guilty plea, Blackstone admitted that from January 2018 until February 2021, he worked with co-defendants David Marska of Virginia, attorney Scott Marielli of New Jersey, and attorney Sam Babbs of Florida. The co-conspirators told homeowners that they operated a national law firm based in Washington, D.C. The attorneys would review the homeowner's file and provide legal representation to the homeowners. Then, an attorney in the homeowner's local area would be assigned to assist them, that the homeowner could meet and consult with those attorneys about the case, and the attorneys in their law firm could help the homeowner, if necessary, file for bankruptcy. Blackstone further admitted that from 2016 until 2019, the co-conspirators marketed Synergy Law with telephone, television, and internet advertising, which told homeowners that attorneys at Maresca and Marinelli's, Synergy Law, in Manassas could help avoid foreclosure. In early 2019, Marinelli was incarcerated in Pennsylvania. Yet Blackstone, Maresca, Marinelli, and others continued to operate Synergy and collect monthly payments purportedly for legal services. During this time, there was no attorney who was a member of Synergy who could practice law. Synergy never had attorneys review all homeowners' files, and Synergy never had attorneys contact a client's lender to discuss a mortgage resolution. They also continued to use the interstate wire to operate their law firm in ways that were essential to the scheme, such as soliciting clients by telephone. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, July 10, 2024. Five defendants found guilty for their roles in $250 million fraud scheme. Abdi Aziz, Shafili Farah, Mohammed Jama Ismail, Abdimajid Mohammed Nur, Mukhtar Mohammed Sharif, and Hayat Mohammed Nur were convicted for their roles in the $250 million feeding our future fraud scheme. As proven at trial, the convicted defendants devised and carried out a $40 million fraud scheme to defraud the Federal Child Nutrition Program. The convicted defendants exploited charges in the program intended to ensure underserved children received adequate nutrition during the COVID-19 pandemic. The convicted defendants also created and submitted false documentation. The submitted fraudulent meal count sheets, purporting to document the number of children and meals served at each site, and false invoices purporting to document the purchase of food to be served to children at the sites. The convicted defendants also faked attendance rosters purporting to list the names and ages of the children receiving meals at the sites each day. These rosters were fabricated and created using fake names. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, July 11, 2024. Charity founder and CEO charged with embezzling millions from organization and tax evasion. Keith Taylor was charged with defrauding a charity he ran by embezzling $2.5 million in donations meant for low-income families and spending them instead on personal expenses, including rent in a luxury apartment building in Midtown Manhattan, food delivery services, cosmetic surgery, and lavish meals at some of New York City's most expensive restaurants. Taylor founded a charity in 2022 that he used a crowdsourcing funding model to help low-income workers pay for unexpected expenses like medical bills or broken appliances. Its mission was to provide short-term financial assistance to individuals and families that were living paycheck to paycheck, who were faced with an unexpected crisis or expense they could not pay. Between at least 2016 and May 2024, Taylor embezzled more than $2.5 million from the charity and its donors and used that money to fund his lavish personal spending. Taylor regularly dined at Perse, Jean Georges, Massa, and Marais in Midtown Manhattan, sometimes as often as twice a day, spending more than $320,000 of charity funds at New York City restaurants and steakhouses. Funds donated to the charity paid over $300,000 of Taylor's rent for a luxury apartment on the 30th floor of a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper. Taylor also used charity funds to buy himself expensive electronics, to pay over $100,000 to food delivery services, and to pay for his own cosmetic surgeries. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, July 12, 2024. Federal indictment alleges alliance between Sinaloa cartel and money launderers linked to Chinese underground banking. The U.S. Department of Justice announced a 10-count superseding indictment charging Los Angeles-based associates of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel with conspiring with money laundering groups linked to Chinese underground banking to launder drug trafficking proceeds. During the conspiracy, more than $500 million in drug proceeds flowed between the Sinaloa cartel associates and Chinese underground money exchanges. Following close coordination with the Justice Department, Chinese and Mexican law enforcement informed United States authorities that those countries recently arrested fugitives named in the superseding indictment who fled the United States after they were initially charged last year. The multi-year investigation into this conspiracy, dubbed Operation Fortune Runner, resulted in superseding indictments returned on April 14th, charging a total of 24 defendants with one count of conspiracy to aid and abet the distribution of cocaine and methamphetamine, one count of conspiracy to launder monetary instruments, and one count of conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.